Well, frankly speaking, I mean, when Kosovo declared independence in 2008, one of the primary arguments that was made was this would lead to greater regional stability in the Balkans. And I think that we've seen exactly the opposite. This has actually created more instability and concern. It hasn't actually resolved the situation. Kosovo's legal status on the international stage is still far from resolved. The level of recognitions is a lot less than many in Kosovo and many of its international supporters expected. And Serbia has been far more successful in challenging the Declaration of Independence, for example, bringing the court case. So I think in terms of the overall scenario, we've got to say that this has actually not been the stabilizing step that many had thought that it would be.
Everybody from Serbia to Kosovo and also the international community is basically waiting on the decision of the International Court of Justice regarding the legality of Kosovo's declaration of independence, even though that decision won't be law-abiding. How do you view this wait on this decision? Because in the last year, only 11 countries, I think, have recognized Kosovo, and in the previous year, more than 50.
Well, I think exactly. This is very important. The ICJ case is extremely significant. I know that you keep hearing this argument that it's only advisory, it has no binding status. It's a lot more important than that. If the International Court of Justice were to say that unilateral declaration of independence by Kosovo was contrary to international law, it may only be an advisory opinion. However, in its significance, if a country were to ignore what the International Court of Justice said, it means undermining a core organ of the United Nations. So countries that have supported the unilateral declaration of independence say, oh, well, it's only an advisory opinion. It's not that significant. The truth of the matter is it's extremely significant. They know it. If they then choose to ignore the court, it will have a tremendous impact on all sorts of other situations. If the court rules in Serbia's favor, then it will be a nightmare for those countries that have recognized Kosovo. If the court rules against Serbia, it'll be the worst nightmare for the countries that have recognized Kosovo, because then you will see lots of other people saying, well, if Kosovo has a right to declare independence, this is recognized as legal, then so do we. And I think we will see all sorts of new conflicts and situations of secession emerge.